expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Wow, it's February.
Yes, it is. Where did January go? I mean, the days just fly by in a way.
I don't know. It's crazy crap going on everywhere, it seems like. I don't know. It's so crazy out there. I don't even know where to start today, but I guess I'll start with, I'm here in the studio, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. Sovereign Mind.
Are you sure you want to start with that one?
Well, maybe a little more coffee. I'm here with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, and, Dave's
the kid is on his way. Dave's not here.
He's not here. Hey, let me in, man. I got the info.
But Dave's not here.
Dave's not here, man. but he should be in shortly.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance, down in Red Bluff. She's the best. She will take care of all your insurance needs. She is my agent, and I use her, and she does a great job. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, don't snicker, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, say that five times fast, Shaver Cedar Shingle Fin. They're licensed and bonded. You can reach him at 530-605-9575. A shout-out to Marty McGill at Clear Creek Microgreens. MountaintopMedia.com, that's where you can see all of our podcasts, and we're on every platform, I think, that exists, but I'm not really sure.
And let's just give a shout out to all the people that listen and pass the information along. It's a part of everything that we're doing in the community and abroad.
Big O Tires with Jay and the gang.
Sorry, had to cut in there.
And our producer Liam has been doing a great job as
well.
Yeah. Okay, so where should we start?
The news cycle is just crazy lately. I mean, you pick a subject
you just picked it. You said crazy.
Okay. Which crazy are we talking about?
So let me get hooked up here. Hold on a second. I'm not plugged in.
Are we talking crazy politician?
We're talking bat crap crazy.
Well, that can still cover a lot of people.
Well, yeah, it does. Covers quite a few here. So this is, let's go with this. Well, this is J.P. Sears. This is, When the World is Against You. And he's talking about, I think he's talking about being awake. It's Awakened with J.P. if you had a picture, I'm looking at him. I've got him on Rumble here. He's got blue mascara smeared all over his face like he looks like a raccoon. And then it looks like he ate something that was bloody because he's got lipstick smeared all over his face as well. So if you can picture that.
That kind of looks like some of the people.
Are we ready to go?
I've seen people like that walking down the street.
All right, here's JP. We'll talk about this afterwards. Let me see if I can. Here we go.
What? I just want to watch you go to the bathroom. Don't be such a bigot. Jeez. As someone who's out to make the world a better place, one of my passions in life is being in whatever restroom I want when I want. Like, It's just common sense for inclusivity, right? Like, you're going tinkle, so let's include me in that process. It's my right. I think privacy is the enemy of inclusivity. Something I try to teach kids while I'm dancing that'll help them throughout their whole lives is tampons should be in all restrooms. Because everybody needs tampons. And equal tampon rights is a cause I am firmly dedicated to. And you know what? I'm sorry if I'm making too big of a difference in the world for you. I stopped eating meat for two reasons. One, Matt Walsh eats meat, so it's clear that meat spreads hate. And two, meat isn't labeled with the identified gender of the animal, so I really don't know what I'm putting into my body. And third, it is wrong to brutally cut into an animal's flesh. It is inhumane. These are the leftovers from my surgery. I always keep them with me. I've actually started an initiative to force the USDA to label all foods with the preferred pronouns of the food. It's just basic nutritional information that should be on the label. But in the meantime, please boycott all food. You should check out my TikTok. I do a lot of inspirational posts. You have no idea how offensive Aretha Franklin's song, Natural Woman, is to me. As a proud neurodivergent, non-racially identified, non-biological, anorexia plus woman, I'm in the position to say this black woman should have no right to sing a song about what it is to be a natural woman. She's clearly spewing hate towards me with a song she wrote before I was born. And you know what? I'm just as natural of a woman as any other woman. The large amount of hormones that I take on a daily basis that my body doesn't naturally produce makes me a natural woman. Like, everybody's a natural woman, and to think otherwise is just to be disconnected from facts, and it's pure hate. I will not be on Spotify until they ban all of Aretha Franklin's music. Take that, Spotify. I had a free account, because I don't mind the ads. And they're not going to get my business back of providing me with a free account until they meet my list of demands. Which includes putting tampons and ketchup in all public and private restrooms. I'm waiting, Spotify. I like to swim. I'm pretty good. I've been trying to get pregnant for the past year. I really want to bring a child into this world and raise they the right way. Could you imagine doing a natural home birth vaginal delivery and throwing a beautiful gender reveal party when they is 15 years old? But I'm running into some complications in the conception process. You know, sperm isn't as strong as it once was with all the toxic masculinity that's in our water nowadays. So I started the in vitro fertilization process, and so far, not working, because apparently I don't have very good doctors. They keep coming up with excuses like, we can't find any eggs to fertilize. Well, come on, they gotta be in here somewhere, or just fertilize something else. Bigoted doctors. If they can't get the job done, I will be suing for medical malpractice. The crime? Hate. So, as you can tell, there's a lot of adversity in my life, and none of it's my own doing. But as a strong, brave person, I will be relentlessly waiting for someone else to fix my problems for me. And I'm not going to give up.
But have you heard, it's rare that you hear that much BS in such a short amount of time. And it's a parody, obviously, but is it really a parody? Or is it basically making fun of people who are acting that way?
Take it whichever way you like, I guess.
I think that, you know, it would be, if you didn't know or see people that are having that exact same phenomenon in their life, then maybe you need to watch more CNN. Because wokeism is not being very much awake. It's kind of being in la-la land.
You think?
It's kind of being in a little dreamscape world of your own making.
They have no reality at all. Zilch.
We need to play pure imagination. Maybe I'll bring that up from the Willy Wonka.
You know, when you stop and think about it, they are not, yeah.
They're not in the world with the rest of us?
No.
Reality?
You know, maybe they're the aliens. I don't know.
Well,
something really wrong. Is something really wrong going on?
Yeah, it's getting crazy out there. It really is. And you look at this stuff and, you know, and then we go to our president, you know, and we talk about what he's doing, you know. I mean, so I have another clip here. This is, we actually caught him playing Scrabble in the White House.
I didn't know he was capable of picking up the tiles.
He's actually winning at Scrabble in the White House. So this is a rare clip. We got this from a hidden camera angle. And so this is Joe playing Scrabble. Here we go.
All right, what's your word?
Exponentially. Exponentially.
Could you use that in a sentence?
Well, corporate profit has been up over exponentially.
No, it's exponentially.
Come on, man.
You can't spell that with a D.
Anyway, I think it's legitimate, and I think it is...
I
don't think anyone's ever said...
They have it with an N right here in the dictionary.
Why they do that?
That's how it's spelled.
Look, I was... Anyway.
Okay, let me put my pieces down. Advertise. Okay. Your turn, bud. Got a word for me?
True international average of pressure.
That is also really not a word, Joe.
Come on, man.
No, you can't just make words up.
No, words matter a lot.
Exactly.
And I got the point across. You're the only guy who didn't understand it.
No, that is not a word. And what is that supposed to say?
I was going
to
put him in foot.
Mm-hmm. And that's a real word?
Yes.
That's a real word, Joe?
Yes.
What does it mean?
You know...
Okay, why don't you use it for me?
So, like, for example, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in...
Try again.
Kleptocracy. Yeah.
What?
Kleptocracy. The guys who are the kleptocracies.
Okay, Joe, no. All right, so I put down the word advertising, right?
Right.
Right. Okay, and you put down the word... Bad a calf hair.
Yes, I'm going to win.
No, Joe, my point is you're writing gibberish and I'm putting down actual words.
Stop your boast about never being seen at what you can do anything. You always...
It's not a boast. I just have basic literacy. Do you?
I should be able to read better, but I have never in my life done anything in approaching... a woman that has been, other than trying to bring salt, I'm used to, like, one of your staff was...
What are you talking about?
Donald, this is president.
You know what? Okay, I'm done. You can play here by yourself. Enjoy.
I'm going to beat Joe Biden.
Let's go, Brandon.
So he sees himself in the mirror in that... Dave,
you know that,
Dave
you know,
is here, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, Dave's here.
Good morning, y'all.
You're not on.
I don't know.
Hey, yes. Oh,
no.
There we go.
Oh, now
you're wow,
good.
You're here, man.
Hey, Dave's not here. No, bloody road closures everywhere. I ended up having to go through all across town and everything else.
It was really?
Not fun.
Wow. But back to that clip, you know, that's not the only time he talks like that. He's constantly like that.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, I mean, it's funny, but it's not so funny because he's like that whenever he speaks.
Hey, at least we can figure out what's going on with, like, a balloon that might be from China, spy thing.
There's more than one balloon.
Oh, I just saw a headline, you know... There was balloons during Trump Day. It's all Trump's fault.
There's more than one balloon. And there was the other balloon that he had to breathe in when he was pulled over in Scranton when he was a kid while he was driving the semi-truck on his way to getting his degree.
While he was in the military.
At the head of his class and while someone rubbed his hairy legs.
That's just disgusting.
Was that before or after the child sentenced air fresheners?
I don't know. I think that was pre scratch and sniff. But you know, I mean, I'm just saying. It's one of those things. So what's new, Dave? Have we got any news that we need to talk about? Is there anything going on out there in the world? Or I'm thinking we're going to declare today free for all day.
Well, I have one. Did you see the headlines about Jennifer Newsom's nonprofit? that made $1.48 million from films and porn and the LGBTQ content for our schools in California.
Hey!
No problem here. I'm just saying.
I always thought he looked like he was in a film, a star. Doesn't he kind of slicked back hair? I'm not sure if you can check, but Despicable Me. I don't know. What was the name of that one with Mark Wahlberg? Wasn't he in that?
I don't know. I don't.
Dirk Diggler.
I don't know. I don't watch those, but let's see. So we wonder why we have so much problems with our school system and stuff. Huh. Can't be that they're involved in all this nasty, dirty, yucky stuff.
Well, I do have something of value to say today. I watched Dan Bongino this last week, and, we've had an ongoing problem with the kids at home watching crap. You know, it's really difficult to have them watch anything on TV anymore. So, we got the Tuttle Twins and we got some different stuff that we can get them plugged into so that they're not completely bored out of their minds. By the way, they've been drawing up a freaking storm, and I'm telling you, these guys are going to be hanging their stuff on the wall at some point and selling it. But there's a new good tube kids thing out, and this is actually an ex-FBI guy that quit and started this. He was on Dan Bongino's show the other day. It's called Good Tube Kids. I'm highly recommending that everybody go check that out. I signed up for a subscription yesterday, and I'm not completely, sold on everything because I haven't checked every bit of it out. But I'll tell you what, just trying to find some alternatives for a 9-year-old to watch TV is getting to the point of stupidity. We found out the other day that on YouTube for Kids, they are injecting LGBTQXYZ to the third power crap.
Does that surprise you?
Well, it doesn't really surprise me. But now that it's openly, out, that if you go in there and check, I mean, at Disney, all of it, it doesn't surprise me at all, but the problem is, where do you go? What do you, you can't spoon feed them everything, or you gotta shut the whole thing off, period. So we're gonna try this out and see how it works. And that's Good Tube Kids, and the guy that started this is Garcia. It's, let me get his name here. I got an email from him here. Crap. I can't find it. Hold on a second. It's,
I'm sorry. Help.
It's not Garcia. It's Gonzalez. It's Chris Gonzalez. And, if you go to Chris Gonzalez at YouTube Kids, I'm sorry, Chris Gonzalez at GoodTubeKids.com. That's his email address. You can get all the information. Anyway.
Well. Go ahead. I'm just saying, how bad, what have we come to that we have to worry about censoring everything, for the kids and everybody because it's so bad out there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's just, I was trying to find this new program. I can't remember the name of it that Disney came out with. It's horrid.
Well, are you talking about the one about Scooby-Doo with,
No. This is worse than that.
Ruby ain't Ruby anymore.
Yeah.
Rat-row.
But, yeah. And the problem is most people don't censor or pay attention to their kids. I mean, I noticed a long time ago with a lot of it, most of the music in the kids' programs is in Chinese. And everybody's like, ooh, that's kind of cool. No.
It's in Chinese?
Yeah. A lot of the music for the kids is Chinese.
Well, speaking of music on our little free-for-all, so I caught Lily watching a video yesterday. She was, they got this Wednesday thing coming out. And it's Wednesday from the Addams Family.
Oh, yeah, I did see something about that.
The new one is, like, totally creepy. So I've got out the old Addams Family, the da-da-da-da.
Right.
And kind of did a comparison to show her, here's what it used to be like. It was kind of like a comedy, funny, making us spoofing the creepiness as opposed to embracing the creepiness.
Right.
And then I started looking up a song on there, and I don't know if the song is on the actual Wednesday program, but this is from Lady Gaga. Okay.
Oh, that should stop well, it right there. I'm just
tell
saying.
You everything
yeah.
you want to know. If you want, and I still looked yep. up the lyrics. It was called Bloody Mary. All right.
Wow.
Because I could, well, I could hear the music, but I couldn't quite identify the words because it was like so sing-songy and so creepy and, you know, whatever.
Right.
How she sings. It was kind of speeded up a little bit. So, you know, it was just, so I got the lyrics out and I was like, do you know what Bloody Mary's about? They're talking about Jesus Christ's mom. And these.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So zero respect, but, the other part of that is what are they trying to brainwash the kids with? Remember when we were kids and it was like, oh, play the Beatles album backwards and, you know, we're servants of Satan or something or Kiss or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you I know, remember that.
All
yeah.
the creepy stuff, and that was all pretty much BS. Maybe. Not anymore.
No, it's not. And the program I was looking for, it's called The Proud Family. And I'll tell you what, and this is from Disney. And this is just,
Kamala's undergraduate studies with Willie Brown. No, she was under something, but it wasn't,
underwear.
It was, graduation wasn't the thing. Yeah.
But anyway, so again, and it's sad, and people are starting to see that the schools.
Leave the kids alone! Yeah. Don't. Push your drag queen, because that was the other thing about the YouTube kids. They're pushing drag queen crap. It's all over there. All kids, YouTube kids, Nat, shut it off. They're pushing drag queen videos all mm-hmm. over that platform.
Yeah. And now we have some states, though, I believe like Tennessee is one that is actually putting laws into effect to get rid of that with the children.
Shut up, so. Jimmy.
Well, the amount of these people, too, that are already known to be known pedophiles, already on the list, and that are doing these drag queen story hours.
I have a question for you. In Hunter's laptop, there's a email that refers to Pedo Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Well, he also ended up having his
China
dad.
China Joe?
Dad
the big guy?
Under there
the big guy.
Cell phone.
Yeah, Pedo Pete, the big guy.
China Joe, Sleepy Joe.
China Joe.
All right, so this
How
is
about
from,
Trader Joe?
This is from the Daily Signal on January 31st.
I meant Trader Joe's, by the way.
The nation's largest teacher union recommends that education begin teaching the concepts of preferred pronouns and gender identity starting in pre-kindergarten. When you look at elementary school students, many people think that they are too young to talk about pronouns, said panelist Matthew Powell, a member of the National Education Association's Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Committee, during a
what?
Webinar
hold
last
on.
Month.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Is this a government committee?
Is yes, this is a teachers union committee.
So it's not government. It's a private. It's the teachers
union. It's
supposed
union, to be private.
Although the teachers are kind of working for the government because they get paid by the government, I think. Or they
pay the government to get what they want.
So they've got a committee. What was the name of that again?
It is a member of the National Education Association Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Committee. You want me to repeat that?
Yeah, go. I'm trying to wrap my head around that. What?
National Education's Association Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Committee.
And they work at the school?
I cannot say that.
They work for the school? They work with the school?
They probably have literature that's going to the school, I'm assuming.
All right, I'm looking the committee up.
All right. Meanwhile, Minnesota lawmakers consider bill to make state a trans refuge. Yeah. How do you like that one?
So, a trans refuge, it's kind of, I mean, it's like, so what if you're a gay vampire from Transylvania? Would that make you a trans
refuge? So it's a
transvestite from Transylvania.
California Teachers Association.
Horror Picture Show's what you got there.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what you got there, buddy.
So this is actually, here's actually finding out about this particular committee. It was actually established quite a while ago. It was the California Teachers Association, CTA stating rule 8 through 16, the Board Advisory Committee on Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, Questioning / Queer, Intersex, Asexual, Ally, Pansexual, etc., LGBTQ plus issues will review, comment, and make specific recommendations to the CTA Board of Directors on matters related to sexual orientation and gender identification.
How are people asexual?
I was just going to ask that question.
Last time I checked, worms
are the only ones.
Were asexual.
Pretty important part of this. Adopted March 2000, amended June 2009, and March 2016. The nominational and appointment, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer plus caucus shall make up 4 nominations to fill vaccine vacancies.
Did you say caucus?
Yes.
As in C-A-U.
C-U-S.
Thank you.
Oh, I guess we're going to be taking a break and we will continue this conversation on the other side. If you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Reading Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Reading at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Sure, where we're going, but like I say, today's all skate free free day.
I'm going to answer the question before you get started, if you don't mind, in the chat room about pansexual. Yes, he did say pansexual.
And it has nothing to do with Peter Pan.
I hate to be naive and uneducated. I'm not even sure what a pansexual
okay,
is.
Okay, I'm glad you asked.
It's not being sexual. Attracted to eggs in the pan.
Yeah. Romantic.
So it's not like scrambled or over easy.
Attraction towards people regardless of their sex or gender identity.
Like a worm?
You're just not interested.
No, a worm has no desire.
A worm does himself.
But pansexual, that I guess all bets are off. It doesn't matter.
We better be careful out there, Bush Rider. You're gonna end up off the team if you're not careful there.
This shit ain't right.
Oh.
Nope. Sorry, it slipped out. It slipped out.
I have to beep you.
I can say that.
Okay, so
okay,
Dave is here.
Hi, how's it going?
And did you get the stuff?
I got the stuff, man.
Got the stuff.
Yeah, wow. Did you get the stuff from the guy across the street or what?
Street's got the stuff.
Whoa,
too.
Baby.
He's looks like he's doing a little bit of a.
Speaking of masks,
he's doing a dance. He looked like he looked a little Aladdin-ish there for a second.
I got a story here on masks that kind of fits right in with.
Yeah, he's got a mask on and one shoe off, and
right outside the window.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Researchers in Seoul, North Korea, South Korea, one of the Koreas. Let me find
it.
Oh, there's
a difference.
There's a big difference.
South Korea.
Get it right. Get it right.
Researchers from Seoul National University in South Korea wanted to see if perceived attractiveness played a role in people's mask-wearing intentions, reports the Daily Mail. The researchers conducted three studies on Americans to determine how perceptions of attractiveness affect mask-wearing. They were asked to answer the following questions. Do you think the interviewers will perceive you as more attractive with a face mask? And if wearing a face mask is optional in this interview session, would you wear a face mask during the company interview? People who scored themselves as very attractive were less likely to answer yes. They were also less likely to endorse the belief that mask wearing enhances their appearance, which further dampened the mask wearing intention and job interviews. Job interviews, dang it! Job, vaccine, all the rest of it.
Tomato, tomato, potato, potato. Let's call the whole
thing. So if they were good looking, they didn't wear one. If they didn't think they wore it?
Yes. Yes. So
it's a way to save on brown paper bags is what I heard.
So it takes me back to 2020, back when the number one comment of the year is, "Wow, you have such beautiful eyes."
How was that the number one comment? Who took that?
Because everybody was wearing a mask.
Oh. Maybe they took a poll. Or
I was going to say, were you out on the street taking a poll on that one?
Guys, from Project Veritas here. I'm here to ask you, how come you guys lied about everything and have a mask on?
I mean, it's also the same thing over there in Iranian and Muslim countries.
Iranian? Is that like
Iranian?
Is Iranian?
Did you have not that, enough coffee this morning?
I already
not
had
enough
Iranian.
Or what?
I think Iranian. Uranium is right next to uranium.
Which is right next to...
What about debranium?
Transylvania.
So, speaking of Project Veritas, did you see they had another drop?
That's why. That was a subtle little hint that kind of moves right in the right direction.
I'm pointing in that direction.
So now we got the director of research kind of melting down. And then after that...
Kinda. Well, yeah, he had melted. A total...
It's a freaking total meltdown. Yeah. And then after that, there's been a couple more videos. Uh-huh. I think I missed the middle one. I'm not sure what happened there, but I did catch the last one where they got the guy who's kind of like the executive director on the street. And why are you such a piece of crap, dude? Why are you doing all this on purpose? They're doing gain of function to try to create more viruses so they can have more virus. And I watched the whole thing on Bongino with Dr. Malone the other day. One of the big takeaways from all of this is that they've lost control of the virus with the vaccines, because the vaccines have zero efficacy at this point, according to the figures.
Well, it's a leaky vaccine.
Yeah,
it's obvious. We knew it from the get-go that it wasn't going to protect people, and some people ended up warning other people about it, but nobody wanted to listen.
Well, and that would have been okay in itself, but then you need to go, you know, rot in hell, you piece of crap, if you don't get the jab.
Well, and furthermore, right. In that, it ended up, I believe it was James O'Keefe dropped this on February 2nd, and it was in regards to that same interview. And it said there's something what this guy from Pfizer said, there's something irregular about their menstrual cycles. So people have to investigate down the line.
Well, isn't that interesting? Because, gee, that all came out, didn't it?
Yeah, we covered it multiple times here on the show.
Well, we got the guy across the street.
Yeah,
looks like
I'm sorry,
like,
that's what I was laughing about.
He's got like 10, he's like 10 boosters in. I don't think that he was actually using Moderna as the shot. It's getting kind of crazy over there. We locked the door. I mean, this guy's becoming a sideshow.
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, you know, when you're walking across the sidewalk, and it looks like you're at a Cirque du Soleil. You might not be right.
Well, back to these people. They should have charge. Oh, I thought that was him.
No, we got a caller.
All right.
You want to go?
Is it?
Yeah, Dolores.
I couldn't tell with the. Good morning, Dolores.
Good morning.
Sorry, I couldn't read the name. It was kind of shiny. So yeah.
Go ahead. Oh, it's all skate today, Dolores. Give us what you got.
It's okay. It's because the young what's his name had too much coffee, probably.
David.
But anyways, I just jumped on, you know, to listen to you guys. I didn't get to hear anything from the beginning still, but I just hope I could say something real quick on regarding the gate weight. I guess you guys been hearing all the what's been going on out there.
Some of it.
I haven't been as plugged in as I'd like to be because we, you know, the
well,
problem,
some of the people are reluctant to talk, too,
well,
to get the information.
Yeah. And there's just much going on that it's hard to keep up with everything.
Yeah, exactly. That's, me too. It's kind of getting to the point where it's like, man, you know, how much longer is this going to keep on going? So, but anyways, I know that on Friday when they had the special meeting, I was there, and I was actually disappointed how it turned out. But also, I know they got served with two lawsuits, and they were served. And I guess only the three board members, the new ones, because of the two groups, they actually decided to file lawsuits. I can't think of the names of the groups right now, but one of them is, I think it's Kate Covey, her little group of the Gates. Gateway Citizens something.
Yeah,
and that's over the praying?
Yeah, over, well, no, I think it's to enforce, I'm not sure which one is which, but there was one for praying and the other one to enforce them to put 2120, which is a board policy and the process of hiring a superintendent.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay, but here's the little curveball I'm going to throw everybody to think about, because this is something that the board needs to think about, but they did. Since we all heard that Brian Cable and Sarah Clifford signed a contract, okay, because this is going to come up, so I thought I'd throw it out there so people would be ready, because it is a problem. Since Cheryl Clifford is the president and she signed the contract with Brian Cable, now, that contract is actually a contract because she signed it, even though it didn't go through the board to be approved. But since she signed
she doesn't have the power to do that, does she?
No, she doesn't, but she didn't know that. But the thing is, she signed it. And so, therefore, it could be enforced, and therefore, Brian could turn around and say, hey, I got a signed contract here, and now I'm here to work. And I got a contract for 4 years. So now I'm here to work. So, and if they say, no, you can't, then that means that it could be a breach of contract. Therefore, they will have to buy him out. So that's something that the board needs to be concerned. And I'm just burned out. I can't keep up with this anymore, you know. So I'm afraid that the board has gone, you know, they need help, but I think they're in a hole right now. I'm being honest. Because, like I said, I know, you know, the president, and, you know, she's my friend and everything, but I just see there's a big problem now since the contract's been signed and it's been posted out there saying that they signed a contract. So I don't know, but I know they went and chose a different law firm when somebody, I think somebody was interested in Tracy Henderson would have been great because she does, she believes what we believe, but you know what? It's, you know, I hope they do what's right, but.
I just want to know,
yeah, with the contract, if she didn't have the right to sign it, then how could it be a binding contract if she didn't have the power to do that?
Well, it still could be looked into, and that could be a binding contract because she is the president, but still a law firm will say, hey, you signed it, you're the president, and
I think in order for that to be binding, it would have to have some kind of a in the bylaws or the rules, something that would indicate that she has the power to do that. Otherwise, so I don't think so.
But any attorney will see that, you know what I mean? I'm just worried that an attorney, you know, will say, hey, you know what, this is a binding contract, so therefore we have to find a way to avoid that contract and then, you know, look for superintendents because now that's, you know.
I guess we'll stay tuned and see how it litigates out because, you know, as far as praying in the schools, they haven't got a leg to stand on. That's stupid because.
Yeah, but it still should have been, the agenda should have been prepared different. It should have been where they, you know, the agenda needed to be changed to be on the agenda to say, hey, this is the time to pray, you know, bring a pastor or whatever. But see, they just did it without even being on the agenda. So
I don't think they got a leg to stand on there. I think they'll win that because there's no rule against praying anywhere. You know?
Right, absolutely. Yeah. But I'm just saying that there's some policies they have there.
Right.
So that's the problem that I, you know.
All right.
But anyway,
thanks, Dolores. We appreciate the update.
Yep.
Call in and keep us informed. Yeah. If anybody else has got any information out there, feel free to call today and let us know because
I do know some people that are involved with it and getting some information, but they're very reluctant to come forward right now because there's so many moving parts to what's going on.
Right.
And lawyers or lack thereof, representation and stuff like that.
Well, there's an assumption that lawyers know what they're doing and they understand the law.
Well,
just
that's a big assumption sometimes.
That's an assumption. All right. Let's move on. I got a couple more things I want to touch before we get to the top of the hour here. One is, so I got this little clip. This is NBC News. This comes from Red Pilled U.S. Patriots and voting machines. This is about the voting machines real quick. NBC News casually mentioned 10 months before the 2020 election that ES&S is using 14,000 modems to connect voting machines to the internet. What? Yeah, no, they can't be connected now.
Yeah, and how do you know which machines those are without examining them and looking into it?
That's right. So, you know, the fact that if the left says it, it's okay. If the right says it, the fact that there's no modems is ridiculous. But let me play this clip real quick. This is from January 10th, 2020. And this is NBC News. I'm not sure who these commentators are.
In our local election, there's no way that could ever happen.
Exactly. So let's listen to it. It's a really short clip. Here we go. It's loading. Hold on. Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You got to skip the commercials and all this stuff. Here we go right now.
New alarms being raised about voting systems connected online in several states. Could that make them targets for hackers? NBC's Cynthia McFadden now with the story.
We've heard it at congressional hearings for years.
Our voting machines are not connected to the internet.
Those are not connected.
Voting machines themselves are not connected to the internet.
And we knew that wasn't true.
And cybersecurity expert Kevin Skoglund wanted to prove it. So he and 9 other independent security consultants created their own search engine looking for election systems online.
We found over 35 had been left online, and we're still continuing to find more.
ES&S insists while there are 14,000 of its modems in use, there are firewalls separating those modems from the public internet, and that the modems are turned on for just seconds. But Skoglund says that's not enough.
You know, we're seeing Illinois and Michigan.
Last summer, Skoglund's team found ES&S voting systems online in at least some of the precincts in 11 states, including the battleground states of Florida, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
If you were able to get inside these systems,
Could you do more than perhaps mess up the preliminary results? Could you actually get deeper inside the system?
Absolutely, and that's my biggest concern.
Top computer scientist Andrew Appel agrees with Skoglund.
Once the hackers starts talking to the voting machine through the modem, they can hack the software in the voting machine and make it cheat in future elections.
In August, Skoglund took his results to election officials and the press, assuming the systems would get taken down. We were astonished when he showed us some of those systems are still online.
Modems in voting machines are a bad idea. Those modems are network connections, and that leaves them vulnerable to hacking by anybody who can connect to that network.
New alarm.
I guess when NBC says it, it's okay. They're not deniers. But when anybody else says it.
Yeah, you don't even have to Google it.
Yeah, it's funny. They don't want anybody to examine the machines. Just a side note.
Well, and honestly, all you've got to do, too, is there is a number of hacking resources that have been over this in depth, in detail, mm-hmm. showing exactly how easy it is for children to hack these machines.
I was just going to say that. I bet if we go out here and get one of the young kids, they could get in the machine like that.
Well, now that was ES&S, which is not Dominion. But that's, okay, when we were talking about getting rid of Dominion, they were talking about which was one of the other voting machines that was on the table. I think it was ES&S.
Yeah, but is their operating systems the same?
I
don't know.
We don't know. They're all
because they won't let us look at them.
They're proprietary technology that we have no understanding of how they tally the votes, of how they do anything, aside from what some of the leaks have suggested. But what they've suggested from a lot of those leaks is that it's not good. I mean, from a lot of the people that are coming out, they're saying, all right, well, we tally them up in a little way over here with multipliers. Why are you multiplying them? Why are you doing them in a decimal place, for instance, rather than just counting one ballot and one vote.
Right.
Well, so ES&S was in Florida prior to DeSantis. Okay. DeSantis got rid of them.
Well, then they do the hand count, right?
Well, yeah. And he won by, a landslide after that. It was always close before that. They got rid of the voting machines and he won by 20%.
Mm-hmm.
I just find that interesting. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah, and on the subject of voting machines, you know, they at the meeting they kept saying, oh, it's going to cost the county more to get a different machine. Who said that we were necessarily going to do another machine?
Well, that's part of the issue is whether they actually have to go to a machine. And they say if you have a machine, it has to be approved by the state. But they didn't say, what if you don't have a machine? And I don't think they can force them to have machines here. Well, I think we need to go back to the old-fashioned, you know.
Hand count.
And, you know, it's faster. And it's faster to have the machine. No, ever since we went to the machines, it's like voting season now. It's not voting day; it's voting season because
right. It
starts 30 days before and goes 30 days after, and they can't count it up in one day, and they have all these things, and you know, it's like really, and there's no room there to cheat. You just heard it from MSN. Well, it's not MSN.
Well, yeah, and it. They're not the only ones. You hear it over and over and over again. You've got these experts that are saying how easy it is to hack the machines and all the issues that are with the machines.
I can't think of the head of that guy, the black guy. I can't think of his name. He's kind of a Poindexter-looking dude. And I'm not talking about Don Lemon. But if you want to go to the report, I posted it on the chat
and
room.
Here locally, don't let that little cable fool you, you know, that plugs in the machine that goes up and it goes someplace else. I'm just saying.
Well, and honestly, also, there is a great show called Mr. Robot. It does have some adult themes in it, but actually, as far as the hacking that's done in the show, it's very similar to real life. They've done an amazing job reproducing that. And once you end up starting to see just how unsafe you are on these devices, and it's a great show for pointing that out in a way that most people can understand. Once you understand that, man, you're going to want to get away from all of these devices that are around you once you start seeing just how much can be done with these things.
Oh, yeah.
These poor people who have smart homes all over their house, I hope to God they never have anybody who's a decent hacker that has a beef with them.
You mean to tell me that they can turn it off and when they want and turn it on when they want?
Oh, that's what we want, is we want people who are other people in charge of our elections and can manipulate our voting through machines that we don't understand and have no idea that they're doing.
Well, and there was all of these things. I mean, shoot, you have the self-driving cars. I think it was in 2016 there was a pretty prolific hacker that he was about to come out and announce information about how some of these self-driving vehicles could be completely taken over, and he was murdered in his home the night before he was about to share that information. It ended up still coming out about 2-3 weeks later. But there's some scary stuff that's going on around hacking, and honestly, the world wars that are coming for us next, I'm not concerned about nukes. I'm concerned about them hacking our power plants and shutting down all of the power and electricity. We'll kill ourselves.
And by the way, just for the record, I am not suicidal.
And taking our food away from us.
Right. So I do know. I want to switch gears here a little bit. Wyoming Senate holds vote to invest and receive tax payments in gold and silver. This is on February 2nd of this year. Cheyenne, Wyoming. The Wyoming State Senate today voted 16-15 on a bipartisan basis to pass a bill prompting the state treasurer to hold gold and silver specie to protect the state. Which is kind of an interesting phrase, to protect the state as well as establish a process to receive certain tax payments in specie, which would be gold and silver, bullion, and so forth. So
you mean that the state would have the power of their own money?
Well, it'd be interesting, and it goes on. And it further goes on and amends and implements the Wyoming Legal Tender Act, a popular 2018 law that had removed all liability from gold and silver transactions and affirmed the monetary metals are legal tender in Wyoming. And the reason that is big is that let's say that you bought a coin for $25, and it goes up to $100. Now, in California, they want to tax you on the $80 you made even if you never sell the coin.
Yes.
That's called a wealth tax. They're trying to get that passed.
Yeah, that's new. Yeah.
Okay. So, and if you do sell it, you don't have a gain. So why would you sell your coin in California? Would you take a trip to Wyoming?
I'd take a trip to Wyoming, obviously.
Have you got any brains?
How about I don't sell it?
Or Utah. Because Utah has the Legal Tender Act, too. Mm-hmm. And I think South Carolina is doing it. And there's about 5 or 6 other states that are doing this. Okay? And so I think the states are waking up to the fact of what real money is, as opposed to this cash is trash stuff that the Fed just keeps printing and charging us interest on our own money. And if it's our treasury, I mean, it's Federal Express, why would we charge interest on our own money to ourselves if it was our money?
All right. And I think what's happening, too, is a lot of the states are starting to see that the power, with everything that's happened with COVID and the exposure of things, they're seeing that they actually have the power for the people to take it away from the government.
Yeah, because
from
the
Fed.
If you get
the power, back
if you took
the
power
it's supposed to be.
Away from the Fed and the government to borrow money at will and print it out of thin air, you will then limit its power. That was
exactly.
That was the purpose in the Constitution where they said only gold and silver are legal tender. They wanted to restrain the federal government from this Ponzi scheme called central banking.
Oh, and correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't JFK try to do something about that, and then right about that same time ended up?
Something happened.
Yeah.
Well, have you heard the latest thing on the tape with Richard Nixon and all that, where he said that he knows who shot John?
And it was the CIA was involved
CIA
in that
involved,
one. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we get puppet Bob Ford in there.
Yep.
And, or it was it's not
but
Bob.
He just so happens to end up undoing the next
Gerald,
president.
I'm sorry, Gerald Ford. Bob Ford. Bob Ford's the one that shot Jesse James.
All right. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to have a guest in on the second hour, so please stay tuned. You've been listening to KCNR. 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I guess I never was meant for glitter, rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side.
Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent-a-cars and westbound trains. And now you're off on vacation. Something you try to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is weighing a 2024 presidential run now. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Appearing on the Hugh Hewitt Show on the Salem Radio Network, Hogan was asked about his White House aspirations.
I'm seriously considering it. I don't have a time frame, but we're going to make a decision fairly soon.
Hogan also discussed fellow former GOP Governor Nikki Haley, who's expected to launch her 2024 presidential campaign later this month.
I'm glad to see her in the race. I think the more voices, the more people out there, the better, especially people that have some executive experience as governors. I think there are a number of us.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
The 2024 campaign is just in its earliest stages, but recent polls suggest dissatisfaction with the current occupants of the White House.
According to Rasmussen polls of likely U.S. voters, both President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris have identical unfavorable ratings of 55% as of last Friday. A different Rasmussen poll reports that only 39% of Americans want the vice president to run for re-election. A month ago, a Rasmussen poll indicated that only 33% thought President Biden should seek a second term. George Williams reporting.
Republican lawmakers are accusing China of deliberately spying on sensitive U.S. military sites with that renegade balloon this past week. They say the Biden administration has given Beijing an intelligence opening by not shooting it down sooner as it drifted across the country. The Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says, quote, clearly this was an attempt by China to gather information to defeat our command and control of our sensitive missile defense. Union members have voted down a contract proposal covering tens of thousands of Walt Disney World service workers, saying it didn't go far enough to help them out. They want a starting minimum wage of $18 an hour. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The first drug to show that it slows Alzheimer's is now on sale.
However, treatment for most patients is still several months away because of scant coverage of the drug and a long setup time needed by health systems. The Food and Drug Administration approved Leqembi from Japanese drug maker Eisai in early January. It was approved for patients with mild or early cases of dementia tied to Alzheimer's disease. Patients take the drug by IV every 2 weeks. A year's treatment will run about $26,500, making coverage important for access. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Dozens of Iraqi protesters gathered today to decry the so-called honor killing of a 22-year-old YouTube star who was apparently strangled by her father, adding fuel to calls for legal reforms protecting women in Iraq. TB Ali was killed on January 31st in a central city by her father, who then turned himself into the police. News and analysis at townhall.com. The World Bank says Myanmar's economy grew 3% last year and will likely do just as well this year.
Despite the positive figures, Myanmar's economy still lags far behind where it stood before the army seized power in early 2021. The Global Lending Agency issued a report that estimates Myanmar's level of economic activity is still more than 10% below where it stood before the pandemic and the military takeover. It says that if the global economy slows further as expected, the country might see exports and investments weaken further.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, February the 5th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including Football Hall of Famer Roger Staubach. He is 81 years old. Racing Hall of Famer Darrell Waltrip has 76 candles on his cake. World Golf Hall of Famer Jose Maria Olazabal is 57. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Welcome back. Sovereign Minds, the second hour. I'm just wondering why my mic is...
Hey, now it's your turn. It's usually me that gets all the fun stuff.
So I put my mic down, and it just goes up and away from me. That's kind of weird. So
here's your sign.
Let's go to our caller.
All right. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I wanted to talk to you about the... election machines and the cheating and the voting, I think that's going to come to a screeching halt because the taxpayers, us, are in the process of constructing a gigantic new building for the FBI that's going to be twice the size of the Pentagon.
And that's going to help us how?
Oh, we're going to have that many more FBI agents looking out for the best interest of our country.
Well,
that's going to really
help
us there.
They'll go hand in hand with the IRS agents. Let's give them all guns and plenty of ammo. It'll be all good.
That's going to be in addition to, listen to this, Huntsville, Alabama, January 7th, 2022. Construction is underway on the latest addition to the FBI's 243-acre campus at the Red Stone Arsenal. It's going to increase 3,000 jobs.
Well, hey, you know, you gotta feed the monster, you know.
I find that just scary as hell.
You think? You think?
I was trying to be sarcastic. Anyway,
gotta keep your enemies close. I guess they look at it that way. You know.
It didn't go over my head, Nick.
Hey, Nick. I mean, at least we have McCarthy in there. He's gonna do real good for us. 3 days ago, he came out and said the officer who shot Ashley Babbitt on January 6th did his job. You know, the guy who didn't actually see past the doors and just shot into a crowd of people and shot her in the head? No, Nick, my bad.
I thought all that video was going to come out.
Oh, you know, there was a bunch of that. There was a bunch of officers that were, you know, beating people up. And
Ray Epps again?
Yeah, Ray Epps. And I mean, he never got charged. But, you know, we still have people under the Patriot Act that haven't had a trial, probably are not going to have a trial.
Don't
we're
worry.
Just rotting in prison.
We're building the bad guys a bigger office.
Don't worry. We give you fair trial while we send you to the Siberian wasteland.
Have a great day.
All right.
Thanks for calling in.
So before we introduce our guest, I've got Dave twisting my arm about Project Veritas.
Well, yeah, I wanted to hit this real quick because I want to show just how disingenuous these bastards, quite frankly, are. These people that want to see you dead, as far as I'm
now,
concerned.
When you say
what people?
The bastards.
Pfizer.
Pfizer, okay, yeah.
Pfizer.
So, well, you got to get other ones in there, don't you?
So this right here is from Word On, who was somebody who we covered this article.
Who's it from?
It is Wolfden Wardong.
Wardong.
And also co-author Michael
Yeadon. I thought you said Wardong, and I was...
Co-author wondering. Michael Yeadon, December 1st, 2020.
Okay.
In this petition, he was petitioning that the European Medicines Agency called a halt to all trials of the Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine in the European Union. In the letter, Wardong Yeadon stated that the Pfizer vaccine blocks a protein that is key in the formation of the placenta in mammals, and they claim that it's possible for women who receive the vaccine could become infertile. This is the Snopes fact check, officially, from the 4th, that's still up today. You can still look it up.
It's probably not true.
The next portion that they ended up saying on this, however, they did not state as a fact the vaccine causes sterility, as the Health and Money news headline suggests.
Hey,
so when you look up...
You're getting in the way of profits here.
Sterility and infertility, it's literally a definition that's coinciding closely together. And they're, no, we rate this false based upon... He didn't say sterility. He said infertility.
The fact checkers rate it as false on a quote from Thomas Jefferson. It's like, how does that work? But right now, before we play it, I'll give you two top headlines, and we'll go to the thing, and then we'll introduce our esteemed guest here, who's sitting here patiently waiting for us to actually acknowledge her existence. Hold on. top insurance analyst finds 7% increase in the mortality for each COVID vax dose received. That's new. We've got, what was the other one here? There's so many headlines. It's like, how do you even,
Keep up with it at all.
Other than the digital humans being created by AI could replace supermodels. I just thought I'd throw that in there for the fun of it. All right. So are we ready to listen to the tape?
We are.
Is this where I say, let's roll the tape?
Let's roll.
Okay. Here we
Act
go.
One.
Thank you for meeting me on this date. And now the delicate art of working information out of this cunning agent of evil. Oh, the pleasure's all mine. Would you like to order...
I constantly break the law at the company I work for!
Okay. Thank you for sharing. That was unexpected. But keep it simple. Don't raise any red flags. Let's get his guard down. So, have you eaten here before? I've been told the pepperoni slice is delicious.
My superiors encouraged me to violate international law for profit!
Now we plant a very subtle follow-up question, and our delicate waltz continues. So, what kind
of... We're attempting to mutate COVID into deadlier variants by passing it through primates! I think this is how the pandemic started in the first place, and I think it's totally awesome that we're doing it!
Okay, dude, seriously?
Wait, hold on. Let me look at that red blinking light on your chest and say that as a full sentence.
I work for a company called Pfizer, and we're engaged in gain-of-function research so that we can make more money. What we're doing is bad for America!
You're kind of... taking the fun out of this.
Hey, I've been sworn to secrecy, but I thought it would be a fun way to get to know each other if I printed out this dossier of all the private messages between my coworkers and I about the laws we're breaking. Here you go.
Dude.
Oh, man, I'm so glad I can trust you.
It's okay letting people work for your trust, you know?
Because there's so much more dirt where that came from.
Seriously, you need to develop some boundaries. I'm actually worried about you.
Wait a minute. Hey... You kind of look like the Project Veritas guy, wearing a dress.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I almost forgot to give you the names of each of my higher-ups who originally suggested the nefarious plots we're carrying out. Here you go.
You've got to be kidding me. Dude, stop.
And one more thing.
Please, no. Please.
Okay, it would totally destroy my life if anyone ever knew I repeated this, okay?
Don't tell me, man. I don't even want to know.
Literally, I would have no hope of employment for the rest of my life. Can I trust you?
No, you can't. You literally can't trust me.
All right. The company I work for is...
Tonight, you'll be shocked by the... many admissions of this Pfizer. Don't stop. He really, told us a whole lot. It will shock you. Hello?
Babe, You're not going to believe this, but all of the things I told you at dinner somehow got leaked to the public.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, it's so screwed up that you can't even...
Well, and the funny thing is there's much of that, what he used in there...
true.
...was the actual words. Like, yeah, it's really bad for America. That was on the actual video. The gain of function, that was on the actual video. I mean, it's parody, but it's... You can't even make this stuff up.
How come Lester Holt didn't report on it?
How come most of these news outlets didn't actually do the deep dive reporting on it? How come we probably still are not going to this entire week see many of these outlets talking about, hey, why is it to where menstrual cycles on women are messed up? Scientists are baffled. Remember that story?
I have a question. Who's Lester Holt?
They got issues, you know. Men can have babies. Come on. Get with the program, you guys. Come on.
Introduce our guest, sis.
All right. We have Christy Matthews in the studio with us. She is running for city council of Shasta Lake City in this special election. And so and a good friend, very good friend. And
Full disclosure.
I asked her in because I know there's several of our listeners that live in Shasta Lake City, and I'm not sure if they know anything about her. So I brought her in so she could tell us why she's running for city council and what she plans to do.
Well, thank you for having me.
You bet.
Yes.
Okay. I've got several questions I need you to answer quickly.
Yes. Are they Pfizer related?
They could be.
Are you now or would you ever support lockdowns?
No way.
Okay.
You get to pass on that one. How about keeping our constitutional rights?
Hey, 1FA, 2FA.
Okay. Right. Go
ahead, Christy.
All right. So what made you put your hat in the ring anyway, Chris?
Well, I'm concerned about the way the country is going. And, in fact, this started back in 2016. After Donald Trump got elected. And this was a beloved person, okay, before he got into the arena of politics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then all of a sudden he is, you know, like Orange Man bad. And you start asking the question, why? Well, we all know, and Linda and you and I do quite a bit of research on this, mm-hmm. is that, you know, I believe that there's a global elitist class that wants to take down America and the rest of the country and have a one world order.
That sounds like a conspiracy.
It sure is.
It's just a World Economic Forum post there.
Yeah. Exactly. My philosophy is if you don't get involved, you don't have the right to bitch about things, so I do a lot of bitching, so I want to get involved. And if to do it locally. So get involved in your local community because local action has national impact, as we well have seen in this county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Shasta County has been making headlines across the country.
Yeah, for a few years.
Well, and for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. The recall was a kickoff.
Right. That was international news.
Yes.
Yeah, well, and then this last Dominion voting machine, getting rid of it, seemed to stir up the pot quite a bit because people are starting to wake up and realize that everything, all politics are local because if you can't affect change locally, you can't affect the change at any other level.
Right. And you know, there isn't a one or two specific gripe or angst I might have against the people representing our government. I think, you know, it's a nonpartisan office, and I think our officials are act nonpartisan as best as they can. But I do worry about the future. Mm-hmm. As you look back on past elections, there might be three council seats open and only three people running on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had the council filled that way. And fortunately, this last election, we had more people running than there were slots available. So that is progress. I think that's very, very good. I actually ran for this seat or put my hat in for this seat. Oh, a couple years ago when Larry Farr had passed away. This is his seat. But there was some interesting things that happened. Should we have a special election, not have a special election? And then it became an appointed situation where us candidates basically went on an interview with the city council, and they chose their next council member. Well, there was some disagreement with that, and people in the peanut gallery saying, hey, this should be a special election. This is an elected office. Well, between the city attorney and, from what I understand, our election official, it said it would be way too expensive and you can literally just appoint. Well, come to find out, that was not true. This seat should have been put up for election in 2022, but it didn't really become apparent until Matt Doyle, the person who was appointed, actually resigned his seat. He had moved out of the area, so that seat became available, and it's like, oh my gosh, we need to have a special election
now.
Do you
know if Shafts Lake City is sharing the cost of the special election, or is it all being, you know, taken care of by the county?
From my understanding, the county is going to eat the lion's share of the cost on this.
Yes. And that's right around $81,000.
Yes. It's very expensive. That was the entire reason why we didn't have the special election to start with.
Right.
I'm sorry. This is what we're supposed to do. If it was going to cost $81,000, I don't know why for 6,000 people who do come out and vote, why we couldn't do paper ballots. Different discussion, but nonetheless, $81,000 for
that. Well,
and
there's a question in the chat room. What does Christy Matthews, I always call you Christy, that's all I've known you for a long time, think of the Dominion machines and Kathy Allen's role at this point, and, you know, up to this point, what do you think about how she's been taking care of business?
Great question on the Dominion machines. Just from my interaction and education and network administration, I did not like those machines. When you see a cable connected to them, a blue Ethernet cable, that would imply that it is connected to something other than just the tabulation within the machine. So I'm
so
not
in favor.
You actually
saw blue Ethernet.
Absolutely. Yeah. I toured the election center.
Really?
So I saw a cable running from a machine all the way upstairs into an office that was locked down. Nobody was able to get into that office. So Dominions have been known to be able to connect cables to them. Whether ours was connected that way or not, I see that as a vulnerability.
Well, it has to be, because if somebody's saying it's not connected to the Internet and you see an Internet cable connected to it, it doesn't, you know, two and two kind of equals four at some point.
Well, they said in the beginning that the machines didn't even have the capability of having the cord connected.
Right. And from what I was told is that this was an intranet, but still we had communications going from office.
So that's crap.
Yeah,
That's total crap if you know anything about.
That's right. There's vulnerabilities.
Absolutely,
there.
Because
anytime,
if you're connected to another computer that has an internet, that computer is both are more connected to the internet.
And knowing a little bit about network administration and how routing capabilities work, anybody who was on the network side of things could easily make a change in the network and route traffic where it shouldn't be going.
Well, and it's easy.
Just,
I mean, how easy is it to hack? We heard that one clip, you know, earlier on from the NBC that said that their experts all said that it's vulnerable, it can be hacked. And
Well, look how easy it is, even if you're not connected, to hack things.
Right.
Right.
Well, yes. As far as Kathy Allen Darling, I think that she is taking in information that she has been told. I mean, when you are working in these public offices, do you have the time to do the deep dive research into things like we do?
Right.
For the things that we talk about on our own program, that requires a number of hours of research that would be outside of your normal job. I've had this conversation with people within our own city, says, gee, I just don't have time for that. Well, I can understand.
I don't give her a pass, just so you know.
I can't give her a pass one way or another, but the things that I've seen, I'm not happy with.
Well, and what I'm saying is I think these guys are more nefarious than they're putting on, just from the attitude we've done. Yeah. I've had her in the studio. We've done an interview. You know, she's got the typical Democrat hive mind. You know, what is the issue this week that we're all going to agree on as being true, whether it's not or not? They don't do their own individual homework. I just can't believe that she doesn't know what's going on.
Well, even with that, but just on another note, thinking that it's okay to vote without an ID, That's a non-starter for me.
I totally agree. Because we're, you know, all the things that they've done since they took, the Emergency Powers Act in the state of California at the federal level has done nothing except make it easier to cheat.
Right.
At the local ballot box.
You know, I worked the 2012 election, up in Shasta Lake and a couple of precincts in Redding, and I was surprised by the historic number of provisional ballots that were distributed. And it was so much to where we had to have a runner from Shasta County meet somebody halfway from Sacramento to bring more provisional ballots here. Why?
Like my granddaughter always says. Yeah, it's scary
why?
In itself.
But why? There's been a pattern of things happening. And so when you go way back and start connecting the dots, you can see clearly now what's happening. And that was just alarming to me because I saw people coming into the polling center who just was smoking a joint outside and coming in and saying, hey, I don't have ID. I want to vote. And you're wondering, are you even from here?
Yeah.
And you're able to vote.
Well, it's obvious that they've relaxed the rules to the point where cheating could be pervasive, and
right.
I think it is.
Well, I think cheating had happened maybe before the 2012
election.
Right.
And with this election, my understanding is that you have to mail in your ballot pretty much.
Yes.
There's really no place
yes.
to go to a precinct and do your vote.
From what
except at the city hall in Shasta Lake, in the elections
yes.
office here.
That's what my
that's
understanding
it, yeah.
is, yes. And they'll have a drop box that's open, supervised drop box in the lobby, I believe, of the city management building from the hours of like 7 till 4. And then there's a supervised lock box in the elections office area. And then, of course, we'll have, I believe, a tabulator that will be in the chamber.
Who are you running against out there, dear?
Tina Eisenbeins, and I apologize if I butchered the last name, but Tina Eisenbeins, she's was recently, about a little over a year ago, appointed to the Planning Commission and has now thrown her hat in. This is her second time of running. She ran in the 2022 election and now running for this seat.
And what makes you different than her?
I don't know much about Tina. It's just one of the things that raised my question. I remember her applying for the appointment to the Planning Commission, and I was somewhat neutral about it, and I'm still neutral about her. But what the one thing that raises a question is that you work really hard to get onto a plum appointment, which is the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission has quite a bit of can move a city in a specific way
mm-hmm.
through that commission. It's a very powerful commission. It's one that even gets your picture on the city website, okay?
Wow.
So we currently have a new council member that was just the former chair on the council, and now we have a second planning commission person who wishes to be on the council. So I sit back and I look at that, and I'm going, how is that good for the city? When you've been involved in approving projects and making recommendations to the council through the Planning Commission, and now you're going to sit on the commission for which you've made recommendations to finally approve them. I wonder.
There might be a little bit of problem going on there.
When you only have a five-person council, that would be two from the Planning Commission who just came off within a most very recent period of time. I'm not saying that there's any collusion whatsoever. It's just in the times that we're in, you have to question everything. This is not a personal thing in any way. If I was sitting on the Planning Commission and wanting to run for city council, I would expect the same kind of questioning of me.
Right.
So what are your goals in doing what you're doing? What kind of an outcome would be ideal for you?
Well, running for the city council in a general law city is very interesting because in a general law city, the powers are bestowed by the state. So you have a very narrow lane of what you can and can't do as a city council.
But you could elect out of that, can't you?
I'm sorry?
Can't you elect out of a general city?
You can, but we're also part of a general law county. And I, from my understanding, if your county is general law, you will be a general law city. I'm not sure on that.
Yeah, I'm just.
But that, that was my understanding.
I've heard this before. Yeah. I don't understand it, so I thought.
So given that scenario, for instance, in a general law city, the mayor does not dictate a path forward for the city.
Right.
Whereas in a charter city, you would. So coming back to this position, it's very tough because you've got to take the recommendations that are brought to you by the staff under the leadership of the city manager and either ask, you know, do a deep dive on the information that the staff prepares for you and be willing to ask tough questions and then make a vote of yay or nay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the tough part. I mean, there's a huge binder of information that the council members receive. And I've just one thing that came up from a recent council meeting that I just applaud the council member for doing this was on a recycling program, for instance. He read it word for word. I should say they read it word for word. And there was some questions that came about, and the end result was is that there's no way that we can fulfill the goals of the state for this organic recycling program. But nonetheless, we're going to put it in as law because we're afraid of being penalized $10,000 a day for not following the rules put onto us by the state.
And with that, we will go to a break, okay, and we'll pick this up on the other side. You're listening to the KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Well, nothing is going. Close your eyes and think to me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know where else. I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again.
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Hell, not when it comes to minor or major auto body repair. That's when you need to call the professionals at Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive, and their number is 530-226-0992. Call today and make an appointment for a free estimate. Gift certificates are also available at Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992 and make an appointment today for a free estimate. That's 530-226-0992.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy, and now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The groundhog saw his shadow, which means more winter weather woes for your vehicle. The good news is Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive can repair those minor scratches and scrapes. And their experienced technicians can also perform major auto body repairs. Plus, Crossroads Auto Body Repair offers full body paint jobs. Crossroads Auto Body Repair. New name, same great service and location. 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Fire Media. I put it at the bottom. There was a couple ones in front, so that's not me. All right. Anyway,
all right. We're back.
Matthew, yep. go ahead, sis.
And we're back with Christy Matthews, and she's running for City Council of Shasta Lake. And you were talking about the recycle bins and stuff. You want to go ahead and continue with that?
There's quite a bit, but the recycle bins was one of the things that caught my attention about, you know, how staff prepares information for the council, and the council basically approved this recycling program, as I was saying, where you're supposed to have 5 cans to recycle, but we have no means of having that infrastructure in place because it's supposed to be provided by waste management. But then yet the state can hold us to $10,000 a day of not being in compliance by not implementing that program. So the council went ahead and approved this program that we cannot possibly manage right now. And it's going to come at an additional cost for us waste customers. Yet, what are we paying for? What are we paying for? Okay, this is an agency who can go ahead and tell us, hey, you're not recycling your organic waste. We're going to hit you at $10,000 a day. So it's a power grab, money grab, to take money out of our pockets. Another money grab is that, of course, waste management's going to have to raise their fees to collect all of this extra waste. And then a question that somebody had asked me is like, Christy, what about all the trash we see on the road?
Exactly.
Who's picking that up, and who are we paying for it?
Yeah.
So it's just like, well, as a friend of mine says, just asking for a friend. If I might add, there's a couple other things that are very concerning, is that I'm all for growth. I love technology. We need housing. There's so many things that we need, and I can appreciate the city being proactive about finding funding abilities and so forth to put these things into place so that we can grow. But we're neglecting some very important infrastructure, such as our fire department. Do you know our fire department's only 50% staffed? Yet we want to put in more housing. There's going to be a hotel development coming in. We're going to have a public-private partnership housing development coming in. There's more people moving into the city, but we have 50% staffed
fire department.
So the homeowners are now looking at losing their insurance because the fire maps have been redrawn. So there's a good chance we're going to lose our insurance. I know last year mine went up quite a bit. It went up by thousands of dollars.
Doubling
and tripling is what I'm
saying. So my question is we need to come back and take care of our infrastructure and find ways to do that before we look to these wonderful growth opportunities. Because when you look at sprawl, we're getting the sprawl from Reading, and it's not looking very good.
Right. In saying that those programs, is it because they get the city will get money from the state to carry these projects?
The
housing project or?
Well, there are grants involved. We ask for grants all the time. And it's hard to say exactly where the money, if you can source the money where it's coming from. I understand most of that money comes from federal allocations that come down to the states, and then the states have these competitions for grants. But the public-private projects, a euphemism for fascism, in my view, is what's very concerning, because the public part of it is pretty easy. You can get grants. There isn't a bunch of oversight there. The private side, you can't FOIA. You can't find out what's going on in the private side of things. A couple of projects that came about was under a Senate bill that you and I know very much about, involved purchasing of single-family homes, renovating them, moving some homeless folks. It happened in Shasta Lake, and these were not residents from Shasta Lake that were moved into Shasta Lake. These homes were acquired under public-private partnerships, and that the residents would then have to apply for HUD finance, HUD allocations for their homes. They would be on Medi-Cal, and so basically all government funding to support the residents. There would be maybe two or three people needing housing in this home, and a 24-hour resident counselor living there. So each one of these homes had worked out to about $400,000 each. And the city gets zero out of that. The private side of things, they can sell that property down the road and reap all the benefits, the gains and the equity and all of that. That's phenomenal. And the city gets nothing, and it didn't even help any of our residents here in the city of Shasta Lake. They came That's up crazy. From Anderson, from what I understand.
There's a question.
Well, we've got a caller, too. So,
okay, there you go.
I guess we'll go to the caller first. Siskiyou Steve, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to congratulate her for stepping up, Christy.
Thank you.
But a reminder is that the cities own the county, and the county owns the state. That's the Constitution, the way the Constitution was laid out.
Correct.
So, you know, talking about the counties are laying down to the cities, that's backwards. The cities talk to the counties, but we've got to take that back, number one, and then we've got the counties have to take the state back. And the only way we're going to do that in communist California, I call it China-fornia anymore, because it's pretty evident that there is a lot of money coming from China into Pelosi and Newman's pockets and the whole administration down there. And same with Biden and that up there. We got to call a spade a spade. We keep talking around the issue because we don't want to offend anybody or we want to get votes or whatever, but it's time to stand up and, you know, not literally, but with guns loaded. We've got to stand up and call a spade a spade. This BS that we keep talking around and around is just pushing the can further down the road.
Yeah, it sure
and
is.
I've ran for everything up here that I possibly can for, but I'm too radical and people are afraid of me. I'm now looking at trying to get on the board of the behavioral health because I'm a strong advocate of sending these people back to Sacramento. We get all this money here from Sacramento to deal with these people. Well, let's take that money, buy a bus or rent some buses and send them back down to Sacramento. And we keep the money. We do not send any more money to the state.
Yes.
If every county would do that,
yes,
we could keep our money in the state. But, you know, I know that's far-fetched, but that's where we've got to go to. Otherwise, what are we doing?
Takes one person at a time, and thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, thanks for calling in, Steve. We appreciate it.
He has a good point, though. You do have to stand up at the local so that you can make change and go all the way up. But that's not the way it is right now. It's incremental change that has to happen, and hopefully there's more people who are willing to get involved.
We have to get more people in different slots within the communities and the cities and everything, so we can start making a change like we did the Board of Supervisors, like, you know, you standing up for city council in different areas. We got people that went to the school boards and got on there. So, you know, we have to take little steps sometimes before we can start making major changes on some of the levels.
So I might as well step in here and ask the question from the chat room. The CRPA, which is important, on Tuesday, there's a board meeting. They're going to introduce a Second Amendment resolution. And if it passes in the county, and that's most likely, it seems, at this point, it'll be presented to the city of Redding and Shasta Lake. What's your opinion of this? And if you want, he put the link to the resolution inside the chat room, so if you want to go to it and check it out. But what do you think about that, Christine?
So is he referring to the constitutional carry?
No, I'm not sure if it's a constitutional carry as much as it is saying that the they're going to make the county a Second Amendment sanctuary. It's not really a sanctuary, but a resolution that say that they're going to uphold the Constitution, the Second Amendment. And again, I don't have all the details on that. But basically, whether they're going to make it an open carry, I think that is probably eventually where we're headed, which in my opinion is the right thing to do. But what do you know about this?
I don't know much about specifically what he's talking about, but my feelings about the Second Amendment and serving in the public role, we're to take an oath to defend and uphold the Constitution. And the last I looked, that involves the Second Amendment. And if we have to have a statement that comes out and says, we uphold the Second Amendment, I think that's ridiculous. But yes, I agree with that. Wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I pulled it up in front of me.
Yeah, I'm looking at it as well.
It basically says, whereas our Declaration of Independence is a fundamental document in the founding of the United States, it recognizes the natural law inherent in our land, and our rights come from the Creator God, and among these are the rights to the right of self-defense and so forth. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it's not very lengthy. You might want to go ahead and read it when you get a chance, and then you'll be able
I'll forward it to you.
Comment better on it, because I'm trying to pursue that private life.
But again, it goes back to our constitutional right of our Second Amendment.
No question in my mind. I mean, since when do you have to get a permit to have your right to bear arms? I mean, I've always had issues with that. I mean, I don't know of any criminal that will go ahead and pay hundreds of dollars and the permitting and the background check and all of that kind of stuff to just carry a permit. You know, when you buy your gun and all of that, I think it's good to know how to operate the weapon and all the safety features that come along with it and how to safely handle a weapon.
Just some of the teeth there here. Yeah. I've got it. One of the resolutions is that the Shasta County Board of Supervisors may prohibit by resolution or ordinance any Shasta County department officer or employee from applying for grants, spending public funds, using public resources or public employees that directly or indirectly support state or federal infringements on the Second Amendment. So that's some of the teeth there.
Yes.
Shasta County will use any legal means at its disposal to protect the Second Amendment. That's one. Another one. Effective immediately, all county officials elected and appointed shall review this resolution and by signature attest to doing so, and thereafter annually by Constitution Day. You know, so there's an annual kind of a re-upping by the county official, and if they pass it in the city, I'm sure that would also apply to city officials.
Absolutely.
So you're in favor of that?
Absolutely.
Okay, very good.
No question.
I am forwarding it to you right now, so you have it later on.
So
thank you.
Yeah, we got about 10 minutes or so here. Anything else you want to get out on the table, Christy?
The other issue is water allocation. You know, the politics behind the water is. I was shocked to learn about the monolith of water contracts and how water flows. From what I understand last year, the Bureau of Reclamation was only going to give us 25% of, I think, our 2020 level of water usage. And had we not been able to acquire any other water, effectively, we may have only been able to flush our toilet once a day.
Right.
So we were able to acquire water at three times the cost of what we normally would pay through one of the other districts. And we had to use the water between a certain period of time. And whatever water wasn't used got sold to another district.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that and go, that's crazy. And I've gotten up and asked a couple of times, well, why can't we collect some of the water coming down the creeks and stuff? Oh, no, you just can't do that. Well, why? Well, the state doesn't permit us to do that. And we're back to the state again. Well, if you look at other cities, such in the Bay Area, there's one in particular that I lived in for a long time, where they would dam up this one creek and they would bubble down the water from the creek and it would fill underground storage tanks, and they never had problems with water shortage, had droughts.
Let me throw a little bit on gasoline on the fire here. This is this is an article that came out of the Epoch Times on Northern California. It's dated January 24th of 2023. And evidently Newsom's getting a lot of pushback on this because he's under fire from bipartisan critics over trillions of gallons of lost water. So under Newsom, he flushed trillions of gallons of rainwater from January storms out to the ocean instead of saving it in reservoirs, so this would go to the Bureau of Reclamation and these guys, and pumping it to the farmers after 3 years of extreme drought. Since late December, a series of heavy storms called the atmospheric rivers brought an estimated 32 trillion gallons of rainwater to the state and would have been enough to supply the state's agricultural, industrial, and residential needs for at least a decade if they were stored in reservoirs. Instead, 95% of the rainwater at the hub of California water grid was washed out to the sea using the excuse of protecting the environmental and tiny delta smelt. Now, at some point in time, it's too stupid to be stupid. I think these guys are not accidentally doing this, or I don't think they care about the delta smelt. I think that they're doing this on purpose to flush our economy down the tube.
Well, and they already did this in 2019. It was what I keep bringing up continually about why our water is missing. In 2019, we had the lowest any of our dams was Orville, because it was damaged. It was at 137% capacity, and 100% is 5 years of water. Now, I'm not real great at math, but we had 5 years of water at that point in time, at least in all of the dams.
Yeah, it's not so much there's been a drought or anything. It's the mismanagement of the water. Again, 95% or whatever it is that they're flushing out to the ocean.
Once again, further on this issue, you have the delta smelt, which is actually an invasive species. And furthermore, when you end up taking this water from our area and sending it down into the oceans to save the quote-unquote delta smelt, all right, well, now you don't have the evaporation. Now you don't have the water that will then come back around and end up raining on it.
I also want to say that we need to target the right government organization. It's not the Bureau of Reclamation. I'm reading here that it's the California Department of Water Resources.
That's right.
And the director is Carla Nemeth's assertion that, and she's asserting the previous work in dialing back the pumps would imperil the delta smelt. But what they've done is they've flushed this water down, and the storms that began on the 27th of December, they've increased. I mean, this is absolutely criminal. I think people are waking up.
Yeah, and back to what Dave was saying, I mean, like in Cottonwood area, the acid, what happens is it doesn't get replenished because they got no water last year. So the groundwater and everything – the water underneath, the aqueducts and all that, didn't get replenished at all. So it's even going to take more water this year.
It doesn't matter how much storage you have if you don't utilize it.
Well, right.
And if you take it out of the area. What they ended up finding out is in a lot of these places, so like, for instance, the green energy folks, they wanted to take the Sahara Desert and they wanted to cover it in solar panels. Seemed like a great idea, with the exception of the added solar panels were actually going to cause there to be more heat generated off of these solar panels from the sun hitting them. And it was also going to cause the areas that were populated around there to become completely a desert, and then the Sahara was going to become an oasis. So we're screwing with things that we cannot control.
Well, and we keep hearing about, you know, these guys introducing bills to create more water storage. Well, what the hell good does it do if you create water storage and you spend all
and
the
you
money
flush it
and
down.
Then you flush it down the frickin' pipe anyway?
Yeah. Well, it makes it look good. Come on, we're kind of...
Oh, we're doing that, but it's, you know, what you've got to do. And that's where I think we go back to the voting machines. I don't think that, I don't believe Newsom wasn't recalled. I believe they rigged everything so he didn't get recalled.
Well, the statistics certainly show that there are enough of, credible statisticians who have been discredited, but they worked in government and they were reputable people until this came up. That says otherwise.
Yeah, and after that, he wanted to, you know, I don't think they passed a law to do away with recalls, but he was working at it that we could no longer do that.
He was trying to
in California,
He changed the rules to where it wasn't a recall, it was a yes or a no.
Yeah.
And then, with all the mail-in ballots and everything else, I think, and the machines,
Do we have time to touch on the homeless situation?
Yes, you got about 5 minutes. I was going to say, go for it.
This is another situation. Apparently, we have a large encampment on northern border of Redding, southern border of Shasta Lake. It's huge. And some of our council members had gone on an evening run with law enforcement because it wasn't safe for them to go there.
Oh, I bet not.
Now, here's the travesty of it. I've been watching this for a couple of years. I've known it was a homeless camp. I've never personally been there. I want to go and see for myself, but my neighbors had ended up going on a hike down there and ran into the camp.
Where's this at?
It's on Cascade Boulevard, between Redding and Shasta Lake.
Right. You can't miss it. You'll see
kind of like by the
you'll see
ship
the,
office.
The dirt rock berm and then the roadways.
Oh, okay. It's on the same side as the CHP?
Yes.
Okay. No, on the, the other
well,
side.
It's
across
on the other
street.
Side.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Here's the deal. The property owners are bearing the cost for that. Who knows how many times law enforcement's been called out there to get these people out. We're apparently having a conversation with Redding, and the property owners are talking, and this is all that we hear. Hmm. I've stood up in the council meetings and said, what is going on? I think if the public knows exactly what is happening with these camps, then we can better understand and voice our opinions on what needs to be done, what we, the people, want. Because I think it's a travesty that the property owners are going to be bearing the cost of having to rehabilitate that property. And that property is shot, from what I understand. It's a wreck.
They charge the property owner for everything.
Right.
They're the ones that are responsible to clean it up and everything.
Well, but they
people get the right to be on the property in the first place?
And again, back to the trash.
They won't enforce the law to get them off the property.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right, yeah, it's,
okay,
and you can't
minutes.
Tell me.
3 minutes, you got 3 minutes.
go so on. What else do you want to get out there, Chris?
Well, we hit quite a bit of it, and I appreciate the opportunity for being here and voicing the opinion. I just ask if you like what I was talking about and you want to reach out to me to speak with me more, feel free to contact me. You can reach me at my email at christie.matthews@gmail.com, christie.matthews@gmail.com. Be glad to chat with you more and sit down, have a cup of coffee or whatever with you. And
I appreciate
your
coming in. Yeah.
And thank you so much.
Yeah, it's very important. And after this, hopefully, well, we don't have Dominion voting machines after this election, but they wanted to wait till this one was over.
Well, I think it's a done deal on the
Yeah, it is a done deal, but we have to do this one.
All right, so
thank you.
So tune into Mountaintop Media. We're doing a couple of podcasts tomorrow, I think, and mountaintopmedia.com. And government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
All gun control is racist. Have a great week, y'all.
All right.
Can't show through. But my dreams, they aren't as empty as my conscience seems to be. I have hours only lonely. My love is vengeance that's never free.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.